This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where we celebrate the legacy of one of our greatest leaders, and I do believe that to be true of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That's celebrated on Monday. There is a new film that is out today about the tortured relationship between Dr. King and the FBI. It's called MLK/FBI. There's another new film that is already being touted as the next Slumdog Millionaire, an Oscar contender about a poor boy desperate to get ahead in India. Sound familiar? It's called The White Tiger. We'll review that. It stars a superstar, or co-stars a superstar from India cinema named Priyanka Chopra. Actually, Priyanka Chopra Jonas. She's married to one of the Jonas brothers. And we will also cover the new Marvel Comic Universe TV series on Disney Plus, which is about Wanda and Vision, all later on the Michael Medved Show for people who want some entertaining or maybe less shocking versions of reality from what we get by following the news. But first, some of the news involves constant warnings from Kim Jong-un. One of the things that President Trump did not achieve is lasting friendship or even calm between the United States and North Korea. But that's not unique to President Trump. North Korea has been a threat to this country for a long time. Gordon Chang has alerted the world to that threat. He is the author of the best-selling book, The Coming Collapse of China. He's a contributor to Newsweek, and you can reach him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Don't forget the G. That's Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, it's great to talk to you. What is the opportunity that Biden has for actually reducing tensions with North Korea?
Well, hi, Michael. I think that there is an opportunity because every time there's a new leader in the White House, that does refresh things. But we've got to remember, though, that North Korea has had a decades-old program to build the most destructive weapons on Earth. And they're not going to be essentially deterred because somebody else shows up at 1600 Pennsylvania. What we really need to do, I think, is to tighten down sanctions. And if we do that, then maybe we can make Kim Jong-un make a choice between his weapons or survival. But until we force him to do that, I don't think that there's going to be much of a chance to getting him to move in the right direction.
Could sanctions really threaten his survival?
Yes, it can, because he has a regime where he needs to pay off senior regime members. And that's why his father and grandfather engaged in gift politics, which is the giving of watches or cars or whatever to generals, admirals, senior party officials to keep them loyal. If he doesn't have gift politics, there's no regime. And indeed, right now, the North Korean economy is really suffering more than usual because of COVID-19 and for some other reasons. So I think that we do have an opportunity if we were going to tighten down the sanctions. Trump was very good at doing this until May 2018. Then he let up. Biden has an opportunity to review that and to go back to really strict enforcement of UN and U.S. rules.
What about China's role? Because you have a somewhat frightening piece in Newsweek, China's becoming a military state. Actually, it's always been kind of a military state, I guess. But you my understanding is the Chinese military is not really fond of their North Korean ally. Is that true, do you think?
Well, the Chinese military has supported the North Korean military through thick and thin. I mean, they may not like their North Korean counterparts. Certainly the North Korean counterparts abhor the Chinese ones. But these guys get along because they've got common interests. And yes, you're right, Michael. China has, in the history of the People's Republic since 1949, has had a military state. Sometimes it's been more military than others, and what we're seeing right now is China go toward more of a military character, where the military is actually taking power and authority away from civilian leaders. So this is dangerous, because it's occurring at a time where there are other really untoward developments.
Do you think that, okay, let's play this out for a moment. Let's say that Joe Biden shocks the world and actually imposes very tough sanctions on North Korea. How does the regime collapse? I mean, wouldn't the Chinese military step in to protect the regime if it was really teetering?
Well, I think that China, to support North Korea, would not really use the military to keep Kim Jong-un in power. What they would try to do is to flood North Korea with money. And so they've got the capability of doing that. What's been really fascinating over the course of 2020 is that, you know, China was sanctions busting, but they've been sanctions busting for decades. What was different in 2020 was that China was sanctions busting openly. They didn't really care what we thought about it. And the Trump administration didn't do anything about this blatant defiance of U.S. and U.N. rules. Now, of course, every time you tighten the sanctions, something horrible could happen. But, you know, day by day, something as horrible is happening in North Korea all the time, and they're becoming more dangerous. And we got to do something before they actually lash out and take out an American city, which they don't want to do, but they're perfectly capable of doing that.
One of the things I know you've written about a lot, and we're speaking with Gordon Chang. You can reach him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. One of the things that we've talked a lot about is strengthening the need for strengthening our alliances to protect against both North Korea and China. And the obvious most important alliance partners are South Korea, Japan, maybe Indonesia and the Philippines. What's the most important step for the new administration to take in that regard?
That's a great question, and I think it's really strengthening the Quad, which is the United States, Japan, Australia, and India, because these are the main countries that are going to contain Beijing. And one of the great accomplishments of the Trump administration was actually to operationalize the Quad, to really make it an effective grouping. And you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, Trump disrespected allies, went alone. Well, you know, I don't think that that's true in general. That's a much longer conversation. But clearly in Asia, we've got much better relationships with our allies, with the exception of South Korea. But that's not Trump's fault. The reason why South Korea is going its own way is because it's run essentially by a communist. And there's nothing that any American president could do to really make relations better with Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president.
So I mentioned that because South Korea is obviously, it's a formidable financial power. It's a formidable military power. What do we do? When's the next election in South Korea?
Next election is in 2022 when Moon Jae-in comes up for, well, he can't run again, but when there's going to be another presidential election. This is one of the most difficult U.S. foreign policy challenges because Moon Jae-in wants to get rid of U.S. troops. He wants to move his country closer to China. He wants to support North Korea. And yet he's an ally. So that sort of limits what we can do to impose costs on him. But I think what we need to do is we need to have honest conversations in public. The president of the United States, Trump should have done this, Biden should do it, is to just call out Moon Jae-in and say, you know, this is not acceptable for you to take a democracy and turn it into an authoritarian state, which he's already done. The reason why we wanted taking South Korea a communist state which is really the direction he's going.
I appreciate the wisdom, the insight on the complexities that a new president is going to face. Gordon G. Chang. It's at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. We'll be right back.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show, one of the great worries that I think afflicts the country as we move toward Inauguration Day aside from the threat of violence in the Capitol, I think that threat is being well handled by pretty much all concerned right now. And I don't think that in this case, actually having lots of law enforcement facilities, having fencing and rules and not permitting crowds to gather on the mall in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day, which they traditionally do, all of these special defenses are appropriate. Now, of course, it would be wonderful if the President of the United States actually contributed to the avoidance of violence by participating, together with the Vice President and everybody else, in the peaceful transfer of power. But he won't for his own reasons. He's still facing impeachment. There's an idea by James Comey, of all people, and it's a surprising idea. It's not surprising that it's a stupid idea. But here is what the former FBI director had to say. It's cut three.
Do you think Joe Biden should pardon Trump as Ford did Nixon?
I don't know. He should at least, he should consider it. Now, I don't know whether Donald Trump, he's not a genius, but he might figure out that if he accepts a pardon, that's an admission of guilt, the United States Supreme Court has said. So I don't know that he would accept a pardon, but as part of healing the country and getting us to a place where we can focus on things that are going to matter over the next 4 years, I think Joe Biden's going to have to at least think about that.
Well, I think he's probably thought about it and rejected it for all the reasons that even Comey acknowledged. Is I think it's very doubtful that President Trump would accept or want a pardon from Joe Biden. There was talk of the idea that he would resign 24 hours before the end of his term, and then during that time period, Mike Pence would pardon him. But honestly, I think the idea of prosecuting President Trump, there may be some state prosecutors who continue that, but Merrick Garland, who's going to be the incoming attorney general, and Joe Biden, who's going to be president of the United States, it doesn't work to their advantage. It doesn't work to the country's advantage to continue focusing on Donald Trump. What we need to focus on is getting vaccines to people, helping repair some of the economic damage, opening up schools, trying to repair some of the damage to schools. I mean, there is a great deal that we have to do to respond to a very real crisis to get back to something that might be considered normal life. And frankly, that's enough to do. Now, part of that, of course, is all dependent upon the fact that we don't have other organized, armed protests that result in violence. And one of the things about what happened the other day is that I honestly do believe it comes to the essence of the fact that the Republican Party is not as badly divided as people want to make out. Republicans are divided about one thing. And that one thing is the outgoing president of the United States. But if we can take him out of this equation, if we can somehow settle this impeachment mess, there's been editorial calls all over the block. I mean, the Wall Street Journal has been very strong on this. It would be absolutely for the best if they do not proceed immediately to deal with this impeachment charge and just let it stand or vote an immediate and agreeable no or vote to dismiss or to table or get rid of it. Because right now the talk is that Nancy Pelosi won't even send the charge up to the Senate before the 25th of January. And the idea of spending the next 2 years arguing about Donald Trump is going to be disastrous for the Republican Party. There have been all kinds of things written by all sorts of people in different points of view, and pro-Trump and anti-Trump, predicting the end of the Republican Party. Which is funny, because most of the other times that people predicted the end of the Republican Party, people predicted the end of the Republican Party in 1964, about just a little bit more than 100 years after the Republican Party, 110 years after the Republican Party was founded. And they predicted the end of the Republican Party in 1964 because Barry Goldwater had taken over the party and he ran a disastrous campaign. He got wiped out. Lyndon Johnson got 61% of the popular vote. He carried 45 states, states, Republican states that never carry for Democrats. And that was a one-off. By the way, Lyndon Johnson also had over two-thirds of both the House and the Senate. So the Republican Party wiped itself out. And people said, well, this is the end. And then the party came back. And it came back 4 years later and won the election. And partially because it was the Democratic Party that was divided, with George Wallace running as a third-party candidate. People predict the end of any political party or of any politician. Say, that's the last we'll ever hear of him. That's the last we'll ever hear of that political organization. It's usually wrong. And that's something that is acknowledged by Ross Douthat in a terrific piece for the New York Times. Ross Douthat, one of the most, I think, thoughtful conservatives out there. And he writes, it would be a foolhardy prophet indeed who looked at the January 6th riot at the Capitol and assumed that this time, under this pressure, the conservative coalition will finally break apart, sending the Republican Party deep into the wilderness and reshaping American ideological debates along new lines. At the same time, it has cast the key weakness of conservatism into even sharper relief, the growing distance between right-wing politics and almost every non-political power center in America, from the media and culture industries to the old-line corporate suites to the communications empires of Silicon Valley. The Republican Party has succeeded in the past decade, writes Douthat, despite its decadence and growing provincialism, by providing a harbor for voters who want to cast a vote for all kinds of different reasons against consolidated liberal power. And it has found new support in unexpected places, like the Obama-Trump voters of the Midwest in 2016, and then the immigrant neighborhoods that trended rightward in 2020. Even before January 6th, the difficulty of balancing normal Republican politics with an insistence that Mike Pence could magically overturn a clear election outcome helped cost the Republican Party two Senate seats in Georgia. Even before the riot, finding post-Trump leaders who could bridge the internal divide, bringing along his base but also broadening the party, was going to be a challenge. And he says, but breaking points do come. And he says the breaking point now is going to be reality versus fantasy. What fantasy and what does he have in mind? We will get to that and more. Also reviewing a bunch of new films that are being released for streaming this weekend, coming up on the MedVed Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says help is on the way in the form of President-elect Joe Biden.
His plan makes big, bold, urgent action, building on some of our Democratic initiatives in the last Congress, including an increase in direct payments to $2,000.
During a briefing on Capitol Hill, Pelosi cheering Biden's proposal for an aggressive new coronavirus relief package. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is committed to an orderly transition and a safe inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden next week. Pence meeting with some of the National Guard members and offering them some words of encouragement.
Thank your families as well. I know you all had to mob out to get here. And being here at the Capitol, providing the level of security that's going to make it possible for us to...
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Medved Show, there's one country that you almost never hear about. And why not? Because usually there's not a lot of bad news about New Zealand. But, of course, they had that terrible, terrible attack on mosques, on Muslims in New Zealand. But they dealt with that quickly. They dealt very successfully so far with COVID-19, the coronavirus. Okay, New Zealand also is undergoing a huge high-tech explosion. No, really. There are all kinds, even though it's a small country, there are all kinds of exciting companies, startups, that could be international players. And that's one of the reasons that our crowd, headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel, has actually become a leading force in helping to promote that big high-tech revolution down in New Zealand, of all places. It's fascinating. It's interesting. It's a sort of a natural bringing together of technology from the United States, from Israel, from Europe, and, yes, from New Zealand. You can read about it by going to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our crowd. There's all kinds of interesting stuff that is going on, amazing stuff that could change our world, that could change your world, if you choose to become an investor in any of these crowdsourced funding high-tech startups through our crowd. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd. I was just talking about Ross Douthat, and he's not a Pollyanna. He doesn't believe that some of the differences that exist in the Republican Party are going to go away. But one of the things that he's talking about is the party can either follow a course that is going to exacerbate those differences and emphasize them and make it clear that, well, we really have nothing in common with these people. As an example, today there's talk about Liz Cheney being challenged in a primary election in Wyoming, which Wyoming went an overwhelming majority for Donald Trump. 69% of the voters in Wyoming voted for Donald Trump. And the only representative those 69% had in Congress was Liz Cheney, who just was one of the 10 Republican votes to remove him from office. I'm not sure at all that Liz Cheney would have taken that same vote if this had been an impeachment proceeding that had been brought earlier. In fact, a year earlier, she was one of the Republicans. All the Republicans voted unanimously to defeat the impeachment against Donald Trump, not because he had handled the phone call perfectly with Zelensky, but because the impeachment was completely pointless, completely purposeless, and a mistake from the beginning. The one point that Douthat makes here is that, okay, if people are going to be so focused on Liz Cheney, and there's a piece today in the Houston Chronicle that they went back and looked at her voting record since Trump has been president. She has supported the president 93% of the time. Now, I'm not sure Melania has a better record of support for President Trump than Liz Cheney does. She's number three in the House leadership. And if people are going to be spending money and effort and energy to try to knock off Liz Cheney because at the very end of Trump's term, because of the worst day of his presidency, she voted to impeach him, that's a disaster. And that does threaten the future existence of the party. He says, it seems a party could easily break harder and fall further than people expect. And here's what Ross Douthat says. Here's how it could happen. First, the party's non-Trumpist faction, embodied by senators like Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney, various purple and blue state governors, and most of the remaining Acela Corridor conservatives, that means people who live on the East Coast and work on the East Coast, from lawyers and judges to lobbyists and staffers, pushes for a full repudiation of Trump and all his works, extending beyond impeachment to encompass support for social media bans, FBI surveillance of the MAGA universe, and more. Actually, I don't see that happening right now, nor, of course, should it happen. And then he writes, at the same time, precisely those measures further radicalize portions of the party's base, offering apparent proof that Trump was right all along. The system isn't merely consolidating against, but actively persecuting them. With a sense of persecution in the background and the Trump family posturing as party leaders, the voter fraud mythology becomes a litmus test in many congressional elections, and Baroque conspiracy theories pervade primary campaigns. In this scenario, what remains of the center-right suburban vote and the GOP establishment become at least as never Trump as Romney, if not the Lincoln Project. Meanwhile, the core of Trump support becomes as paranoid as Q devotees. And here again, this is one of those things that is threatening. I think it's threatening not only the Republican Party, it's threatening the individuals involved. Is we've never had, thank goodness, though I would welcome it now, a QAnon caller, and yet there's all this polling that shows that a big chunk of Republicans, at least one-fifth, if not one-third, of Republicans take QAnon seriously. And out there, in terms of the big crowd that was assembled, most of whom were peaceful, I'm sure most of whom are patriotic. There were people who were carrying Q symbols and QAnon symbols. And honestly, if you believe that the world around you is dominated by people who traffic in children and worship Satan and slaughter those children so they can drink their blood and get the gift of eternal youth, And you believe this is all connected with the people who opposed President Trump, and they were opposing him because he was going to bring the storm and expose this cabal that is centered around defeating and protecting themselves by defeating the President of the United States and protect their continued child trafficking and Satan worshiping and blood drinking and cannibalism. Really? Again, to believe in something like that is to take you out of the political picture. And I know there are two members of Congress who take QAnon seriously, one of whom actively exposes it. But those are aberrations. They're both first-term members of Congress. And maybe, just maybe, they will come in and be part of actually getting things done for the people of the United States. The difficulty is that when you're talking about that, you're talking about fantasy. It's a dark fantasy. When you're talking about, as Russ Douthat writes, and as everybody knows, there was never any chance, even if Mike Pence had been willing to do it, if he had tried to say, no, I'm going to block the certification of the votes from Georgia and from Arizona and from Pennsylvania, if he had actually tried to do that, he would have been overruled. He, first of all, would have been breaking his oath. He would have been violating the Constitution. And it would not have worked. Because, honestly, it's not for one person to decide when you've had 160 million people who have voted. And actually coming back to the real world and to reality, lies are deeply damaging. And when you tell a lie, it's damaging to the liar because he will ultimately expose himself or herself to disgrace. But it's also deeply damaging to the person who embraces the lie or tries to pass it along because it completely warps your connection to the real world. Well, some movies are meant to do that. What about a movie from Disney about some kind of mystical couple living in the 1950s sitcom world? We'll talk about WandaVision and more coming up.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
In this a turbulent, eventful January, wishing you a very wonderful holiday weekend. We'll be here Monday, of course, broadcasting as usual. And yeah, over this holiday weekend, there are a number of offerings, some in theaters, but a bunch that are coming out on streaming, available big movies, including Oscar contenders. So let's get to the work and the business of covering the latest from Hollywood. Okay, probably the biggest release is something that is streaming on Disney Plus, and with they estimate 80 million people now who are part of Disney Plus, it will probably reach a very big audience. But the question is, does WandaVision deserve it? Now, I do not claim to be deeply schooled in the MCU and the Marvel Comics universe. I know something about it. I've seen all the movies. But I had to be reminded that there are two figures, one of them is a person, one of them is an android, who are intimately involved in the Avengers, and like a lot of other Avengers, spoiler alert, everybody knows this at one point, they don't survive. But now they're back. And they're back in this 9-part miniseries. They have released the first 3 episodes. I've seen all of the first 3 episodes. It's called WandaVision. And WandaVision, because it's named after Wanda Maximoff, the Scarlet Witch, who is just known as Wanda here. There's no reference at all to the Maximoff or to her witching powers, not yet at least. And then her partner, her beloved, is Vision, who is an android played by Paul Bettany, but he has the ability to change his metallic android face, which is kind of a maroon color, into the face of Paul Bettany. He just has to put a hand over his face and boom. Okay, so these two, and you don't know where they're coming from or how, they're all of a sudden arriving in a typical 1950s sitcom. And where they actually are going is the kind of fantasy world that you might expect in the Dick Van Dyke Show or Lucy and Ricky, except it's a suburb. It's like Pleasantville. And it's all in black and white, and it appears with a big laugh track. And they're trying to blend in. And they don't want anybody to figure out, least of all the audience, who they are or where they come from. Listen.
Oh, this is going to be a gas.
Where did you two move from? How long have you been married, and why don't you have children yet? Our story.
I think what my wife means to say is that we moved from...
Moved from where? Married when?
Damn it, why?
Oh, Arthur, stop it. Stop it.
I did.
No. Why would you think that?
Because you are.
We are an unusual couple, you know.
Oh, I don't think that was ever in question.
Okay, it's not in question, and this is an unusual series, because even after investing time in three episodes, you have no damn hint of what's going on. For one thing, the world of the black and white 1950s sitcom, in the second episode it's 1960s sitcoms, and in the third episode it turns to color in the middle of the film, like Wizard of Oz, but it turns to color because now they're in the 70s, I guess. And Elizabeth Olsen plays Wanda, and Paul Bettany, as I mentioned, plays Vision, and they're perfectly okay, but the movie is not entertaining. The series is not entertaining. It is confusing. There are a minimum of laughs in some of its satirical blows. And it's very tough to give a definitive review based on the first three episodes of nine. Maybe it gets more interesting. Maybe there is more excitement or more jeopardy or more something. But as it is, WandaVision is deeply, deeply mediocre at best. Two stars, and that's generous. It's rated for general audiences on TV, but that's misleading, because in the third episode, one of the characters has a mysterious pregnancy, which has some moments that would be disturbing to, I think, younger children. Two stars for WandaVision. The other big film, dramatic film, that's being released on Netflix, and it is being talked about as a serious Oscar contender, is called The White Tiger. And a lot of people are comparing it to a big Oscar winner, Slumdog Millionaire, because it's the same focus, except this is not a deeply impoverished kid from the big city. This is an impoverished kid from a desolate, destitute, horribly oppressed Indian village who wants more than anything to get ahead. And he does, by making himself into a driver. This is based upon an award-winning, a Man Booker Prize-winning novel from 2008, which is also called The White Tiger. And it's based on the idea that the white tiger is a rare beast, as the main character, who's played by Ardash Gurav, it's a rare beast that only comes around once in a generation. Listen.
Since I was a boy, the desire to be a servant had been hammered into my skull. They had plans, I had plans too. I would have to become a creature that gets born only once every generation.
The white tiger.
That's what I call myself these days.
Okay. The film, by the way, a lot of it is in subtitles, but the narration is in English, and all of the acting is terrific. It's really very impressive. And the first part of the film, where it's about this desperate struggle and a very, very grim view of India. And again, what you hear in the news tends to be somewhat encouraging about India, but this is a portrayal of India that is completely corrupt, totally dysfunctional, brutal, awful. And first part of the film is compelling. You can't look away from it. It features the young man becoming a driver for a wealthy couple in Delhi. And the wealthy couple, the wife in that couple is is played by Priyanka Chopra, Jonas, who's very glamorous, big star of Bollywood. And every detail draws you into it. The problem is in the last third of the movie, it turns spectacularly dark, and you end up seeing a film that's extraordinarily different from what you expected. Slumdog Millionaire, of course, is full of uplift, and this is full of a downcast horror. However, extremely well done. It's rated R, of course. There's some extremely disturbing violence and lots of harsh language, some of it in English, and sexual references. 2.5 stars for The White Tiger. In some ways, the most interesting film that's out this week is a documentary. It's available for rent on various platforms. It's very appropriate for Monday's holiday. It's called MLK FBI. It's about the relationship between Dr. King, almost as soon as he became a prominent national figure when he's still in his 20s, and the FBI that was determined to expose his alleged communist ties and to bring him down. Listen.
When the National Archives puts government documents up on the web, one has to confront them.
You know, when you construct a man as a great man, there's nothing almost more satisfying than also seeing him as the opposite.
Tapes from the hotel rooms, FBI reports, those are pieces of information that we shouldn't have. The FBI was most alarmed about King because of his success.
Okay, the film is riveting. It has one very real problem with it, which is it has a musical score that is intrusive and doesn't work. Some of the footage of Dr. King I've never seen before and shows him in an intimate sense. It does not go into any detail about what the FBI found, but of course Dr. King's personal life was imperfect. The film, however, makes you admire him all the more. And it also tries to be fair, believe it or not, to J. Edgar Hoover, who, despite almost 50 years running the Federal Bureau of Investigation, was not always the greatest credit to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.